Hi, this is Sabine from FIBA. Today is my second sequence from my Finance ABC, and the topic should be different kind of loans. So I would like to highlight three kinds of loans. This is at first the normal loan in Germany. This is the annuity loan, then the repayment loan, which usually have a repayment substitute, and as third, the variable loan. Let me start with a variable loan. This is the loan you do not find too often. This appears usually when you, for instance, sell an apartment and would like to buy a house, and you need the equity which is currently binded in your apartment for the new house. So for this case, you usually include a variable loan of in the amount of the equity which will be freed when the apartment is sold. The variable loans, banks do not do it very, or banks are not very keen to do it, because this, they prove a credit for this, and in the best case, they only have it one day out, because in the meantime, you sell your apartment and then you have the cash and then you pay back the variable loan. Okay. The variable loan for this reason usually is priced a little bit higher, but it is no problem to include this. And we definitely find a bank who is willing to finance this. Now let's go from the back to the repayment loans. The repayment loans is more that you secure a loan for a very long time, and the most often used repayment substitutes are life insurance or Bausparverträge. The life insurance is not very interesting anymore. This would be only if you use funds like ETFs for this, but the banks are not very willing to do this because in the ETF are risks and the bank do not want to take the risk. The Bausparvertrag is very often, or let me say it like this, banks try to sell it very often. Because with this structure, you can secure a loan over 30 years. For instance, 15 years as a pre-financing. In this case, you only pay interest in the loan and save in a Bausparvertrag your equity. And for instance, after 15 years, you pay back the loan by the Bausparvertrag. In the Bausparvertrag is 30, 40, 50% equity, and for the remaining 50%, you get now for the remaining 15 years a loan where you already know today the interest. From the structure, it can be interesting, but not for everybody. Very often it's currently, because of the low interest, more interesting to lock in the loan directly for 20 or 30 years. And let us come at the end to the annuity loan. This is the most used and most interesting loan. In the annuity loan, you can also lock in for 5, for 10, for 15, for 20, for 30 years. Then you have a loan with a fixed rate. The speciality in the fixed rate is that this consists of an interest part and an amortization part. The amortization, the interest is calculated based on the outstanding debt. So this means every month you pay a little bit back of your loan. So meaning the interest becomes lower every month, meaning the amortization is becoming higher every month. The advantage is towards the repayment loan, your loan will decrease every month, so the interest will be lower every month. If you see it as a curve at the end, at the beginning, you pay lower, you pay back a lower part, and as it comes to the end, the part will become higher and higher. One thing I want to mention, because I said 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years, as longer as you lock in the interest, as more expensive is the interest rate. Currently, we have the situation that very often the 5-year interest from the banks is higher or the same than a 10 years, but this depends on banks want to execute a longer loan instead of a shorter one. I think that was a brief overview over the different kind of loans. If you have any questions on this, please feel free to contact me and we can talk about this in detail. I know that it is a little bit confusing everything, but for this you should have a good consultant to find out which loan is in which situation the best. For any questions, just contact me. I wish you a nice day. It's Sabine from FIBA.